Rolf Hess, son of Hitler's former deputy leader, Rudolf Hess, has seen the British Deputy Foreign Secretary, Mr. Thompson, as part of his campaign to obtain his father's release from a Berlin prison. Rudolf Hess was recently moved to a British military hospital in Berlin from the prison where he's been held in four-power custody. Until now, the Russians have always refused to agree to his release. The BBC diplomatic correspondent, Christopher Serpo, comments.
On the long term, the question is whether the British government can release Hess or secure his release from imprisonment on the grounds of age and ill health. That may conflict with the efforts of the three Western powers at this moment to improve the general situation in Berlin by a series of very cautious contacts with the Russian authorities. If the Russians want to insist on the letter of the law as far as Hess is concerned, then I think the three Western powers might be reluctant to push his case too far.
That was Christopher Serpel, our diplomatic correspondent. A British Conservative Member of Parliament, Mr. Airy Neave, who as a former British officer served a war crimes indictment on Rudolf Hess before the Nuremberg trials, has been supporting the campaign for his release. Before accompanying Rudolf Hess to the Foreign Office today, Mr. Neave told a BBC interviewer,
"Well, realizing the Russians may make trouble for us in Berlin over this, now is the moment to take a stand on what is really a moral issue. This man is 75. He was never convicted of war crimes or war crimes against humanity. And I think we ought to take a stand with the Russians here. I believe it can be divorced from the problem of West Berlin, and we ought to make this argument."
That was Mr. Harry Neave, Conservative Member of Parliament.